Aish Tukad Bakir B. This kina lists the tremendous contrasts between the glorious exodus from Egypt and the horrific exile from Jerusalem. Some have the custom to read the first line of each stanza out loud with pride, and the second line, which discusses the exile, in an undertone. The kina ends on a positive note when, only in the final line, the exodus from Egypt is compared not with exile, but with the eventual return to Yerushalayim. This raises an interesting issue. Why do we not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av? In part, the answer is because Megillat Eicha calls this day a Moed, which means a holiday. Indeed, we are told that in the ultimate future, Tisha B'Av will be a day of tremendous rejoicing, the kind of rejoicing referenced in the final line of the Kina. Sason b'simcha, benas yagon v'anacha, b'shuvi l'Yerushalayim. Joy and happiness, with fleeing of sadness and groaning, when I return to Yerushalayim. Still, although there will no longer be a reason to mourn, why will the day be a day of happiness rather than a neutral day? Moreover, even if it will be a day of simcha, that's in the future. Today it most certainly is not a day of rejoicing. So what if one day we will experience happiness on the day for whatever reason? Today, Tisha B'Av is suffused with mourning. The answer is indicated in an idea of the Ramchal in his book Dat Tvunot. In the ultimate future, he explains, we will certainly not understand all of God's infinite wisdom. This much, however, we will comprehend, how everything done throughout history was for our benefit. We will see that everything always was good. In other words, our experience makes us differentiate between good and evil events. But from a purely objective perspective, from God's perspective, so to speak, everything is good even today. Kol ma da'avad rachmana letav avad. Chazal tell us that everything that God does is for the good. Or in different terms, God is present in everything. Our experience can shift, and appearances can change, but the reality that God and his goodness are present in everything is always the same. So what is our role in the world? What is the expectation Hashem has for Klal Yisrael? We must demonstrate that despite appearances, God is actually present. The greatest Kiddush Hashem is demonstrating that in a place where God was apparently absent, he was in fact there all along. Therefore, when we one day are able to experience this reality and will finally tear away the veil of appearances and demonstrate that God was here all along, he was here on Tisha B'Av in Galut as much as in the Beit HaMikdash in Yom Kippur, that will be the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. The greater the apparent absence of the Shekhinah, the greater the joy in revealing that he was with us. For this reason, Tisha B'Av will not be a neutral day, but the happiest day. It also means that we will not be celebrating something in the future, the rebuilding of the temple, but instead we will be celebrating something which is already true today, the presence of God today, despite his hiddenness today. In other words, God's apparent, and only apparent, absence today will be the very source of the future simcha. The joy will be real by our looking at our apparently miserable reality and realizing that all is in fact wonderful. The joy is not because of a future reality, but because of a future recognition of a current reality. And that reality is completely true at this very moment. And that's the reason that we cannot possibly say Tachanun today, because the future cause of our happiness is our current experience.